Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Really, people still getting offended by Charles Barkley?
Yes, they are.
You know, and so it's like, okay, fine. It struck me as sort of a, you know, get off my lawn kind
of
thing.
Absolutely.
Like, whether Chuck likes it or not, that's how teams operate in this day and age. I mean, it's not really worth arguing about anymore. You know, and then, you know, Morey took a shot at him, and he took a shot back at him, and it just became a little juvenile. But, you know, I mean, look, it's... If people can accept analytics or not accept analytics, but a lot of teams use them, and that's how a lot of us, you know, try to analyze things as they go along. They're a useful tool. They're not the end-all and be-all as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, Barkley's dead wrong that the teams that take too many jump shots, that's his big thing. Like, okay, well, how about the Spurs? How about the Heat?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just the way the game is played these days. That's all.
That's all. No, it's not. It's just the beginning of our countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. You were just listening to sports analyst Paul Flannery talking to host Chad Dukes about Charles Barkley's comments last week on NBA analytics. Don't you love that? Paul Flannery talking with the host Chad Dukes about what Charles Barkley said. We're going to get a few more people in on this conversation. NBA action number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. We're overviewing the hot hits, the big topics over the week, which ends Friday, the 20th of February. All of the top 10 talk radio hits have been determined by those who do that sort of thing at Talkers Magazine, which is the big talk publication in the news talk radio industry. They have the decided interest and job of monitoring talk radio programs around the country, the hosts, and what the conversation is. So we'll get to the conversation because that's what this is all about. This is a conversation program, conversation review, as it were. And from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, we have started you out thinking about what's going on in the world of sports and sports talk radio. So let's now move on.
Number 9.
The Academy Awards are this Sunday. Host Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder talking to entertainment reporter Patrick McDonald about his picks for Best Picture at the Oscars this weekend.
You give two different options on the winners. It's who should win and who you think will win.
Right. So for Best Picture, I have a double hit on this. I think this is up in the air right now because, you know, Birdman, Boyhood, and now American Sniper has come into the mix. So there's going to be a lot of vote splitting. And here's where I think Selma will be honored.
Do you think so? Really?
I'm putting it out there right now. I was the only one to give a good review to 50 Shades of Grey last week, so why not go for Selma?
Go big or go home.
That's right. And that's a should win and will win to me.
Selma?
Yes.
That's a shocker because so many people are picking Birdman.
That's a shocker that Birdman is even nominated.
I know. Wendy and I are not fans of the Birdman.
Okay.
Not really.
Well, that's one of them, but I and Boyhood, who got some love at the Golden Globes, have kind of faded. I'm just seeing a lot of vote splitting here, so I'm probably dead wrong. But
don't you think if Boyhood was released toward the end of the year, where they always they bunch up all the Academy Award favorites, it would stand a much better chance? It seems to be so far out of mind. Both Boyhood and Grand Budapest Hotel were so early in the year.
Yes, it's definitely a strategy for winning an Oscar.
Number 8.
Number 9, the Academy Awards. Number 8, what's going on in the Ukraine? Here's host Drew Steele with correspondent Simon Owen. They discussed the supposed ceasefire that took place this week between the Russians and the Ukrainians.
We hear different issues going on. I thought we had a ceasefire, but there still seems to be some issues and some suspicions with the UN involved or not involved, or if they're going to be involved. What's the, what do we have here? It's kind of confusing.
Well, it's actually fairly simple. This ceasefire has been on the brink ever since it came into effect, which was on Sunday, and the fighting became very much focused on one town called Debaltseve, which is a bit of geography. The rebels, pro-Russian rebels, have two big cities that they are in control of. Debaltseve is a key railway junction bang in the middle of those two cities. So it's this big strategic location, and despite this ceasefire coming into effect, the fighting there continued because both sides claimed it was on their side of the ceasefire line. Well, the fighting, we think, is still kind of going on today, but is largely wrapped up because Ukraine pulled its military out yesterday, and the town fell into rebel hands. Now, what is not clear is whether this will lead to the ceasefire coming into effect, or are Ukraine's military bosses so damaged by this pretty humiliating defeat that they decide to go and target other sites? We are hearing reports of attacks, mortar attacks on other towns a long way from this area, so who knows where this is going to go. But in a nutshell, the ceasefire, not necessarily dead, but certainly seriously damaged, and quite predictably, it's on the brink.
And was that the concern before, when the ceasefire was being discussed and a deal was happening and people were talking about Russian tanks and troops that were rolling in as this was happening? Is that where they were going? Is that the concern, that they were trying to ramp up a lot of different areas before this deal was reached?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, the ceasefire was struck last week after long talks through the night between the leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany. They were meeting in Belarus. And yes, Ukraine claimed that during the 16 hours those talks were taking place, another 50 Russian tanks and various other military vehicles had entered Ukrainian, across the border and entered Ukraine. At the same time, when you get a ceasefire deal, there is often a couple of days before it kicks in to allow things to be implemented. And so in that time, there is the potential for a final land grab, if you like, before the ceasefire is cemented and comes into effect, and maybe Russia sent this equipment in to try and make the most of the couple of days.
I was going to say, usually when it takes a couple of days to kickstart like a peace deal, you would hope that it would be the peaceful side that would kick in, fighting side.
Had ceasefires in this Ukrainian conflict before, and none of them have lasted very long. This one was part of a very complicated peace deal where you look down the various conditions and you just thought there are so many opportunities here for this to completely collapse. But the ceasefire is the first immediate one that you could really see, is it going to hold? It's simple. If the fighting stops and the ceasefire's working, and right now it is certainly wobbling.
Wobbling. Don't you love the British? Wobbling. So that's number 8 situation in the Ukraine. The countdown continues in a matter of moments here as we're focused on the top 10 items in the world of News Talk Radio every week at this time. This broadcast is on the air, so you can count on knowing what's going on in this format. If it's your fave, then you'll be up to date by the time the hour is over. Stay tuned. We continue in a matter of moments. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talia Soti, the queen of Latin pop and multi-talented artist, is launching a debut fashion collection that captures her passion, charisma, and style. Available exclusively at Macy's, the collection empowers women to live the life they love.
I just love this collection because it fits all women. Form-fitting, bright colors, sexy prints. It has a little bit of everything. Clothing, accessories, shoes. Everything is happy. Everything is smart.
Talia delivered a transitional collection for her fans' dynamic lifestyles.
Why? Because we're active all the time, working, taking care of the kids, the family, but at the same time we like to have fun. So it's important for me to have this transition from morning to evening. You just lose your hair, put a little lipstick, and that dress makes the transition for the night. The prices are incredible. And on top of all, it's in 300 Macy's around the nation.
Visit Macy's.com/Talia.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
You may be eating more seafood during Lent, but is it enough? Dietary guidelines recommend 2 servings a week, though most Americans fall short of this goal. Registered dietitian Dr. Wendy Bazillion offers simple tips for making flavorful seafood at home during Lent and year-round.
The key to eating more seafood at home is making it taste great. Spices and herbs make good-for-you proteins like salmon, tilapia, and shrimp even more enjoyable. Use seasoning blends to simplify meal prep and make tasty, family-pleasing dinners. On salmon, try a salt-free blend like McCormick Perfect Pinch Fiesta Citrus Seasoning. With all that flavor, you won't miss the salt. Or bake fish in a foil packet to lock in the moisture. Brush lemon juice mixed with Italian seasoning and black pepper onto a mild white fish like cod or tilapia. Add colorful chopped veggies for a full meal with easy cleanup.
For these recipes and more, visit McCormick.com or find McCormick Spice on Facebook and Pinterest.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Number seven issue this week in the world of conversation radio, focusing on Brian Williams. That was number one last week. Number seven this week. Here's host Anna DeVellantes offering up this commentary about Brian Williams and how the news media has changed over the years, where reporters and anchors are now encouraged to become part of the stories that they cover, or at least have an opinion on them.
The Brian Williams story has stirred up so much debate. There's the credibility discussion, for sure. And then there's this discussion about how the TV news industry is changing and how much a part performance really is of television news. There's the factual side, reporting the facts, but it's a visual medium, and there's a performance part to it. Personally, I just can say, over the years, it has changed so much in terms of what news directors are asking people to do on camera, and in terms of perhaps what the public expects you to do. When I first started, I remember a news director, when I was a Cub reporter, told me, never make yourself part of the story. You are not the news. It's about the facts and distributing them to the public, telling people what's going on. So there are all these things that, you know, were told to us years ago when I was starting out that now really don't work. Now it feels like news directors want you to be human. I remember when I covered the 9/11 anniversary in New York a year later, my news director asked me, you know, go ahead and share a personal observation as part of your coverage. It's okay. It's okay to include something personal. And so I did. And it's interesting to see some of the anchors that are most loved in America today, Brian Williams, one of them, are those that share a little bit. It seemed to be what viewers wanted. People seemed to want to see the human side of anchors and reporters. And the best anchors, or the ones that were most liked, it seemed, were the ones who shared the right amount about themselves. Brian Williams was one of those guys. He was loved by everybody in the business. People loved his charisma. They loved his reporting. He ran into problems with his credibility, but the charisma, the storytelling ability, the performance aspect about him made him number one in his game. He just took things too far.
Well, is that the case, or when you look at the ratings for the NBC Nightly News this week, Lester Holt has been filling in and doing, according to most of the TV critics, news TV critics, a credible job. He seems to be fit for and suited for the job. Brian Williams, in a way, has created this circumstance, and listening to this lady, Ms. DeVellantes, reminds me of how things, as she suggests, have changed over the years. But when it comes down to the bottom line, what do you want from a news person? Don't you want the story? The other stuff, you know, get somebody else to do that sort of thing. I think Lester Holt probably will continue on. Brian Williams can't come back and start this conversation all over again. He's done, in my opinion. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Yes, number six this week is a focus on the situation, mostly covering the northern part of our country, but in a sense, I think there were 38 states that were below zero at least one point during the week, a couple of nights, because the frigid, snowy winter weather has begun to affect almost every part of our country. Here's host Kim Kerrigan, along with Barry Armstrong, talking to Bob Lutz from the Massachusetts Restaurant Association about the impact the winter weather is having on that business.
Just the loss that some of these restaurant owners are suffering as a result of this business, of this weather. Maybe you could give us a sense of just how much business is being lost.
Well, you know, the restaurants aren't expected to report in any sales numbers to us as a trade organization, so I can't give you those exact numbers. Here's what I can tell you. Six out of the last 21 business days, restaurants have effectively been closed due to the height of the storm. The remaining, what would that be, 17 days, whatever it is, the remaining days, you could effectively roll a bowling ball through some of our restaurants and not knock any guests over, because it's just been that hard for people to get out and get to some of our locations.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's having a devastating impact on restaurateurs, and more importantly, just as importantly, the thing that most of our restaurateurs are concerned about is their staffs.
Sure.
They've essentially gone without earnings here for the better part of 3 weeks. And so that's why we met with the mayor, had a press conference on Friday. That's one of the reasons he went out of his way and expanded Valentine's to make it a week-long event. But really, it needs to be longer than that.
Yeah. Well, and what's happening to some of the distributors and that kind of thing? Because, you know, if I own a restaurant and I see another storm coming, I call and say, I don't want that delivery.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the trickle-down effect here. So the restaurant industry in Massachusetts employs 10% of the entire workforce directly in food and beverage operations. That doesn't include all those great business partners that are out there that supply us produce, seafood, poultry, supplies, from soup to nuts, literally. It doesn't include those folks. Those folks are having, obviously, an impact as well, because if we're not there to serve the food, it's backing up on their shelves. Now, some of them are redirecting that to supermarkets. Obviously, people are cocooning a little bit,
sure,
and so it is moving a little bit. But the good news is we've got great business partners who honestly have gone above and beyond the call of duty to make sure we have supplies to take care of our guests. And the message really is, from our end, you know, restaurants are the cornerstone of the communities. They're the first to support people with charitable endeavors in good times and in bad. When tragedies occur, we open up our doors. We feed the people that need to be fed. We really are, by and large, the cornerstones of the community, and we really need our communities now to realize our people are on having a whole bunch of hurt going on right now, and we really want them to come in and spend money locally and try and help our people out, because they're the neighbors that live in their neighborhoods mm-hmm. that are hurt.
Tip heavy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, the other thing, for the waiters and the waitresses are getting beat up, right?
Mm-hmm.
The managers are getting beat up, and then the owners, right, they're getting beat up because they bought all that food.
That's right. Really.
And they're throwing it out.
Yeah.
Right. They, it's not like, you know, it's only good for so long.
That's right.
Yeah. Barry, great point. I mean, you know, here's the reality. All businesses are being affected mm-hmm. by this, and I don't want to try and say restaurants are different, but we really are that. When you think about, you know, a discretionary spend, or mm-hmm. you know, an option, we really are being hit that much harder than the rest of the industries out there, I think. Because
right.
if I was going to get a haircut today and it's snowing out and I can't go, I
right.
still get a cut Wednesday or Thursday.
Sure. Right.
If I need to buy a new toaster at Macy's, I was going to get it today, I still go out and get it Wednesday or Thursday.
That's right.
But if I was going to stop for lunch today, or I was going to stop for dinner or a drink after work, and it's snowing, those sales go away, they never come back.
You never get them back.
You can't get those
never
back.
Never get them back.
Right.
That's a very good point. Winter weather are really negatively affecting business all across the country, not only in New England. So that's the item that's at number six. We have five more to go, and we'll do that in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting, freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the freeze-dry guys no-bake casserole units. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
To review where we are now as we go through the charts for the week of February 16th to 20th on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10, Sports Talk Radio, mostly what's going on in the NBA and the NHL because that's the only game in town until next week when the baseball spring season begins. They got to put on their long johns, though, because the temperature in Florida, at least, in the 30s, warmer than that in Arizona where the shakeout starts. At number 9... the focus on entertainment, the Academy Awards coming up this weekend, discussion about 50 Shades of Grey, that sort of thing. Number 8, Ukrainian tensions. Number 7, the Brian Williams case. And number 6, a focus on the horrible, really awful, how many expletives and adjectives can I use to describe the winter weather over most of the country. So that's where we've been. Now here's where we're going.
Number 5.
The focus on the cost of Obamacare, the new ratings are out. Gallup's editor-in-chief here now talking about the latest poll numbers on Mr. Obama, covering several different areas, including the economy and foreign policy.
There's some good news for the president. He's up on a number of different measures. First off, let's look at Americans' approval of the job President Obama is doing handling the economy and handling foreign affairs. Handling the economy, his number went from 33% in November to 43% now, and approval of Obama's handling foreign affairs went from 31% back in November to 36% now. So both are up. However, let's put this in some context. Back in that November poll, Obama's overall job approval rating was 37%, and in this poll, 46%. So his overall numbers went up by 9 points. His approval on handling the economy went up by 10 points, And his approval on handling foreign affairs went up by just 5 points. By the way, during the week of February 16th, President Obama's overall job approval rating on handling everything about his job went up to 50% at one point, again signifying that in general, President Obama's doing better in the eyes of the American public. And we see this increase when we ask Americans their image of the president, not his job approval rating, but whether they have a favorable or unfavorable impression of President Obama. The favorable percentage there is up to 51%, and that's as high as we've seen it in a number of months now. So again, on a number of fronts, we are measuring an uptick in the average American's view of the job being done by and the image of President Barack Obama.
Number four.
Number four item, the conversation developing around anti-Semitism in Europe. Here's host Rob Schilling talking to Avi Davis from the American Freedom Alliance about why Jewish folks are being urged to get out of Europe.
Let's talk about the big picture in Europe right now. We hear about things happening in certain places, but what is it like overall in Europe for Jews?
Well, the situation is what I would regard as somewhat bleak. We've seen a tremendous outbreak of anti-Semitic attacks, and we have to remember that it isn't just recent. It's been going on for 10, 15 years. And this is of deep concern to Jews all over the world, because European Jewry, the population in France, for instance, is something like 600,000, one, I think the third or the fourth largest Jewish population in the world. And it's a deep concern. And the situation is becoming more precarious. The French Jews have to be, their major institutions and even their cafes are now being patrolled by armed guards, and this is not a comfortable situation for any people.
Avi Davis, what is the genesis of all of this anti-Semitism, the rising tide, as you say, that's been going on for the past 10 years or more?
Well, first of all, there has been an anti-Semitic current in Europe, of course, for centuries. The Holocaust did not eclipse or end anti-Semitism in Europe. But it's been abetted and, I'd say, reinforced by the arrival of Muslim immigrants who are fed a diet of anti-Semitism by their imams and their preachers. And young, disaffected French youth are spurred to anti-Semitic attacks because the French Muslim leaders have basically encouraged them to do so.
And so, is there also an issue going on with so-called neo-Nazism? Because that's where this was being, the blame was being laid previously, the rise of the neo-Nazi movement. Is that a factor here? Is it truly Islamic?
Well, neo-Nazis are a very small factor. Mm-hmm. They're not. They don't have as large a presence as has been announced. I think that, though, I will say that the increasing insecurity of Europeans has them turning to far-right groups and looking for answers to their issues. So, and unfortunately, a lot of these groups, these neo-fascist, neo-Nazi groups, traffic in anti-Semitism as well. So it's they're getting it from both from the right and from the Muslim population in Europe itself.
Number three.
Here is a focus. This is one of the things that we seem to have in the top five every week. Where the presidential prospects are, who's jumping in, who's jumping out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's John Howell talking to Larry Kudlow from CNBC about who seems to be leading the pack, at least of the potential Republican presidential candidates.
Do you think for the Republican Party to sweep away Hillary Clinton and that historical moment coming up, that the Republicans really have to go to governors, guys who have been there in the trenches, boots in the sand politically? I'm talking about Christie, Scott Walker, Kasich, and others, guys who have governed as opposed to, dare I say, first-term senators.
Right. I think the first-term Senate model is not a good model. after Obama. So I agree with you there. Secondly, I think you need new faces. I think you need new faces on the national scene. And third, executive experience is worth a lot. But I'll add another one for you. Walker is leapfrogging in terms of content and specifics and strategy. I mean, he had an economic growth strategy revolving around the flat tax reform and budget cutting. He also talked at some length, as I say, about the union message he's sending overseas. And he also has a very strong family message about the importance of marriage, about the importance of giving kids a chance and keeping them out of broken families. He has developed, I think, at this point, the most extensive message that any of the leading governors have put forward.
All right, leading governors. Quickly, I want your take on Jeb Bush. In town yesterday, walked away with $4.2 million. He spoke at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Kind of slipped a little bit, a couple of problems in his speech regarding foreign policy, but then collected $4.2 million as he left town. Is he essentially the, now not to say the opposite of Scott Walker, but I don't see much of a message yet in Jeb Bush, just an ability to raise money.
Well, I think there's something to that. I wouldn't say Jeb has no message. Jeb is a friend of mine, and Jeb is a smart guy. But I would agree with you, his message is not as clear and advanced as Scott Walker's is. The only other thing I would say, John, is that, to quote the old Beatles song, money doesn't always buy you love.
Can rent it for a while.
And yeah, you can rent it, but as Mitt Romney proved quite clearly, all the businessmen and all the money they put in, if you don't have a compelling message, and you don't have a compelling presentation, and you don't have a compelling organization, all the money in the world is not going to get that. Now, let me be very clear. I like Jeb Bush. I'm not against Jeb Bush, okay? And I think he's going to be a fine candidate. But I'm just so impressed. At our dinner last night with Scott Walker, and as I say, we had to turn people away. The group was so large. Rudy Giuliani, Al D'Amato, guys like that showed up to praise Scott Walker. I think at this point, all right, and these things may change 15 different times in the next 6 to 12 months, I think Scott is the hottest ticket in town.
All right, so there we have an overview of presidential politics and prospects. It's the first, actually, political item that we've seen this week on the countdown. I make that I make the comment because it's very interesting to see how the world of politics, which dominated News Talk Radio for so long, is now being not set aside, but certainly changed in the focus of people's conversations on the air. There are actually two political stories, but the, you know, the new Obama approval ratings is political in a manner of speaking. So we get to numbers two and one as we look at wrapping up this hour of the countdown. With a look at the top 10 stories of the week.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription strength medicine available over the counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get the Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get pre-finished oak hardwood for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance, which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Talia Soti, the queen of Latin pop and multi-talented artist, is launching a debut fashion collection that captures her passion, charisma, and style. Available exclusively at Macy's, the collection empowers women to live the life they love.
I just love this collection because it fits all women. Form-fitting, bright colors, sexy prints. It has a little bit of everything. Clothing, accessories, shoes. Everything is happy. Everything is smart.
Talia delivered a transitional collection for her fans' dynamic lifestyles.
Why? Because we are active all the time, working, taking care of the kids, the family, but at the same time we like to have fun. So it's important for me to have this transition from morning to evening. You just lose your hair, put a little lipstick, and that dress makes the transition for the night. The prices are incredible. And on top of all, it's in 300 Macy's around the nation.
Visit Macy's.com/Talia.
Number two.
Number two item as we continue checking what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the overview courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, the essence of Mr. Obama's amnesty order and the court stay of same. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to immigration attorney Gordon Kwan about the mayor of Houston advising those who are in Texas illegally on how to apply for citizenship once the stay against the president's executive order on amnesty has been lifted.
The mayor, she is obviously looking for a gig in the Obama administration, so she's parroting a lot of what President Obama has been saying. Here's what she said yesterday, Gordon.
We would encourage anyone who is interested in this issue to go to the website. It provides accurate, up-to-date information to people who need to apply for U.S. citizenship and where to register once the injunction is lifted.
Mm-hmm. So she believes that the injunction will be lifted. Your friend, Judge Haynen, who you know pretty well, filing that injunction. So she's encouraging people to what? Break the law at this point, isn't she?
Well, she's encouraging people to get ready to see how they can assert a benefit that will help their family move forward. And, you know, Matt, the thing about our city is our growth is because of immigration. It's not birth. It's because of people selecting to immigrate to the United States and to Houston.
But these aren't, my great-grandfather was an immigrant. These folks are here illegally, Gordon.
And what defines legally, illegally, it's the law at the time. Laws can be changed, Matt, and we're hoping that there's a comprehensive review. And, you know, let me throw a challenge out to your Republican friends. They have the House. They have the Senate. Let's see some laws that address this on a long-term basis.
We have, Gordon. And, of course, the border is the number one issue for most conservatives, Republicans and Democrats. Look, this isn't a partisan discussion. It isn't a Republican-Democrat thing. I mean, the citizens in Houston, they are overrun with illegals coming into their schools, coming into their apartments, coming into their neighborhoods, and the mayor is suggesting that these people continue to commit crimes.
Well, I'll tell you, on the border issue, let's get to that, Matt. Michael McCaul has introduced a border bill, and who sponsored on the House side also? Nancy Pelosi. I mean, Sheila Jackson Lee. There's unity and belief that the border needs to be addressed and a plan that the Republicans have put out that everybody can agree upon.
But both those two people actually voted against his latest plan, but they voted for the one he had before. But I won't split hairs here with you, but okay. It is indeed a Republican and Democrat. The border affects all Texans, regardless of your political affiliation. But my concern is you've got to judge a guy that you know that has stopped Obamacy, and you've got the mayor of Houston coming out and saying, I'll pay no attention to that. Look, continue to commit crimes, and here's how you go about doing it.
Well, Andy just said I'm granting a temporary injunction because there's a lot of factors to be going to be considered. I'm asking the parties to come back on February 27th to discuss that. But for the time being, as he puts it, I don't want to get the toothpaste out of the toothpaste container because it's hard to put it back in. So let's hold things for the time being the way they are until we can sort this out.
And as the week ended, the president made it clear that the administration will appeal the judge's ruling. The president's plan likely would be on hold, though, for a long time, months if not longer. So that's the update on the number two item this week, the Obama amnesty order, which puts us in line for the number one item. And if you've been listening carefully, you know there hasn't been any conversation about your pals and mine and ISIS. So I'm betting that's what we're going to.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one item. The situation we find ourselves in going after ISIS. Earlier this week on the Good Day program, I talked to foreign policy analyst Ivan Eland about what the president is really asking of Congress regarding the use of military against ISIS.
It doesn't mean as much as you think it does. It's more for show. Now, the one thing that is significant is the three-year renewal that Congress would have to take this up. It doesn't necessarily limit the campaign to 3 years, but Congress would have to reapprove it, which is probably a good thing for Congress, because Congress likes to escape approving or disapproving wars, because then they're on the hook for some responsibility.
Yeah, they're held accountable. Thing, think, what a concept.
The major problem with it is the phrase associated groups and persons, and they can run with that. They've run with the 2001 authorization, which didn't even say that, to hit groups in Somalia, Yemen, and Pakistan that had nothing to do with 9/11. So this with this in there, there's a danger that they'll be going all over the world and creating more terrorists by wantonly bombing people. And I think that, unfortunately, when you have a success of a group, and I mean success by taking over territory, other groups like to imitate it, whether they're really affiliated with the group or not. So, of course, a lot of these groups are forming in Libya, Afghanistan, etc. Well, not so much Afghanistan, but there have been people that have signed up for a pledge of allegiance to ISIS. You have a lot of wannabes out there, and, of course, this resolution can be used to take on almost anybody they want.
Do you ever write about, as you look back at the history of all of this, have you ever written and or thought about how this all began? That is, how these places that are oil rich have become such enemies of ours because of the tactics of the oil companies, which we had to protect then with our soldiers and with our might and force?
Well, yeah, the problem is there's a call the oil curse, that there's oil is, you know, some mysteriously found in autocracies. Well, what it is that we tolerate the autocracies because we want the oil. And unfortunately, over time, you know, the only dissent that was allowed was in mosques. And that's why religious Islam, you know, has become, and political Islam has become really legitimized in the eyes of many Muslims. And of course, this has been taken to the radical extreme. So I think there's been a role of the United States in supporting a lot of autocracies along the way.
All right, let's get to comments by talk host Sean Casey. He's got former CIA operative Charles Faddis talking on his program about what he believes we ought to be doing with regard to ISIS.
For the next 2 years, and I don't think this president is very committed to putting any more boots on the ground in Iraq, how do we combat, not just contain, but how do we forcefully combat and defeat the Islamic State? What strategy should we be using?
I am absolutely not an advocate of significant numbers of conventional American forces on the ground. I think that's a bad plan. I not only don't we need to do it, we don't want it. You have to address the political factors that led to this. ISIS took over Western Iraq, for example, because the Sunni Arabs that live in that area are completely alienated at present from the government in Baghdad. They will not fight to support it. They will either support ISIS or, at a minimum, they will stand by and not lift a finger to stop them. You have to change that equation. You have to give them something to fight for, which probably means some degree of regional autonomy like the Kurds have. You can't tell them to fight ISIS, and when they're all done, they get the great privilege of living back under a government in Baghdad that they consider to be hostile. They won't do that. They won't fight for them.
But you're also talking about these are all members of the same tribe, are they not? I mean, ISIS are Sunni Muslims, and you have the other Sunni Muslims who are not members of ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Muslim Brotherhood cells or whatever the case may be. So you're talking about Sunnis fighting other Sunnis, are you not?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole variety of tribes, but yes, you're fundamentally talking about Sunni Arabs fighting against them. Look, this is flipping the same switch that we flipped during the awakening when we had forces on the ground there. It was giving the folks there in Anbar and Western Iraq something to fight for, and they would stand against Islamic extremism. But when we left in 2011, as far as they're concerned, we abandoned them to the control of a Shia government in Baghdad that they regard basically as a puppet of Iran. So what you're asking them to do now is fight ISIS so that we can once again turn them over to that government and they can suffer under it. And they're not going to do it. That's how Mosul fell. They're going to take off their uniforms and they're going to walk away.
Check out the top 10 talk radio topics in the poll at DougStephan.com. 59 past the hour. Thanks for being here for this hour of the Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and...
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.